It's the Cartelloni Podcast for Friday, May 28th, 2010. Luisa A. Gloria is originally from Baguy City in the Philippines, and she's on the faculty of Old Dominion University, where she currently directs the MFA program. She's published Juan Luna's Revolver, Trill and Mordant, and 8 other books.
There's that old chestnut again. A hardy boost of Betty's up at prime begets a robust 12 to 15 castañas per pound. The Williamette Dachshund, one handful more, 18 to 22. In Austen's novel, Fitzwilliam ponders Elizabeth's dark brown curls, good grosgrain ribbons iron chased against her serviceable frock. Carriage rides or walks in the woods were de rigueur back then. Time for verbal jaunts mostly, then a curtsy and a bob. Meanwhile, castanagis in Istanbul scar the bottoms of iron vats, ladling the hot goods to passers-by. Under her veil, Manouk desires more than this sweetmeat, this nestled kernel housed head to toe, brown husk like a burqa. Overhead, that lit up leafy canopy. On each side, avenues made princely by rows of trees. The perfect set. Lovers have kissed, quelled that thrashing business variously called compulsion, allure, rapture, distress. What are its other names? Those old saws rasp back and forth across the grain. Look before you leap. Think twice before you bribe a cop or make that hasty U-turn. Get a room in which to darn that stitch before it's time. Very, very crazy, say my daughters. The clicking in my ears will not abate. It's said that Spanish dancers' castanets excite the fleshy little heart caged in a wooden box. You hear it rattling as the coals are stoked. Flambéed by zealous, patient fire, the hardest shell does crack.